The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Jeremy Skillington, CEO of Polbeg Pharma. That's P-O-L-B ticker. Jeremy, thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Justin. Great to speak to you this morning.
Yeah, it's nice to get you on because I've got Cahill on talking about Polbeg for a long time, and the spin out, and excited about what you're doing there. So it's nice to get your take. Being the CEO. So for people not familiar with Polbeg, can you explain what it's about, Jeremy?
Yeah, absolutely. So Polbeg, we're a clinical stage infectious disease pharmaceutical company, and we're a little bit different. We've got a very capital light clinical model to get early human clinical data and then partner with pharma. So we're not going to spend heavily on phase two, phase threes, which you can sink a lot of cash into. So early human proof of concepts. And we spun out of through a demerger from Open Orphan. So what we brought across was all of their pharma assets, which includes a lead program for severe influenza that we'll be entering into the clinic with next year to test in that very serious disease. And then we've got other programs behind, like a biomarker program, a vaccine program. And what we'll talk about today is we have lots of data that we're going to analyze through artificial intelligence. And I'll speak a little bit about that later on, but it's basically interrogating the immune system about how it reacts and responds to viral challenges. So it's a very exciting area for me. I'm a scientist by training. So when I joined Polbeg just a few months ago, this was something that got really, I'm looking forward to getting my teeth into. So we're going to come up with a lot of different disease targets and drugs around these viral diseases such as RSV and HRV and flu and, of course, COVID. So we're going to move in that virology space. So a very exciting time for Polbeg. We're very new. We're only we went public 2.5 months ago. So we've been very busy in the background. So we've got a lot of news flow coming through. And obviously this one, this collaboration we have with Eurofins is the first of many.
Yeah. Well, tell us about that. I mean, AI is very exciting, and its applications are immense. And some of the, some of the things it can achieve, we still to find out. And like I said, still very exciting. So you've partnered with Eurofins. Like I said, exciting step in your AI data analysis program. So tell us a bit more about that, if you could, Jeremy.
Sure. I will say, at our IPO, we committed that we would do deep data analysis of the human viral challenge data that we brought over with us from Open Orphan, and this is a step in that direction. So Eurofins, again, a world leader. Leading services provider, are going to do RNA sequencing of the human challenge samples that we have. So we're going to focus initially on RSV, and coincidentally, this is RSV Awareness Month. This is a virus that maybe people haven't heard of too much. Again, we've been deluged with COVID the last 2 years or so, but this is a virus that affects the very young and the very old, so it's a pretty serious virus. So we've got data from a challenge model where we take in healthy volunteers, give them the virus, and track the progress of the virus in these patients, in these healthy volunteers. They get disease and then they recover. So we're able to analyze the data, the cells, the blood samples, etc., that comes from those studies. And the next step now is looking at RNA sequencing. And that's basically gene expression, what genes are turned on, what genes are turned off in reaction to the virus. So we're going to mine that for new targets and new pathways and come up with new therapies. It's a very exciting time. I say the AI component, that's in the next step. We're talking to several AI companies. And this is relatively new technology. As computer power has increased dramatically, they now have the capabilities to analyze very large data sets. And that's exactly what we'll be giving them, very large data sets to analyze and understand that immune response to the virus and understand what genes are turned on and turned off, etc. And then we can come up with real-world therapies for these diseases.
And so that is the next step, is it, in your data analysis program?
Yes, it is. So we, as I say, we have discussions ongoing with some large AI company players who were very eager, actually, I should say, to collaborate with us because our data set is very unique. Typically from clinical data sets, this is when sick patients come into hospital and you take a blood draw and you have some, you can generate data from that. But you don't know what these patients are like when they're healthy. And the one differentiator with the healthy volunteers come in, you take their blood samples at day minus one, so you know what they're like when they're healthy. faculty, you give them virus and you track the disease progression. So you, every day you take samples, you know what's going on and you can compare it back to day minus one when they're healthy. So very unique data set. And these AI companies very excited to work with us because they haven't seen this type of data before. So that's what's unique about Poolbeg. And again, we're going to pull out a lot of interesting targets, a lot of interesting target candidates, drug candidates, for example, for these diseases. So we're kind of unique in that way. And I think they're excited to work with us. So there'll be announcements in that in the very near future.
Yeah, yeah. And if you could, I don't know if you can do this, but can you explain sort of how the AI analysis will be used specifically to discover, you know, new drugs?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And it's, you know, the power of AI, you know, it's going to be phenomenal. So the data set that we have goes back, as I say, to these challenge studies. We've got broad swaths of clinical data, immunological data, digital biomarkers, you know, breathing rate, heart rate, etc. And basically, we have this as a full data set, too big to manually analyze. Mm-hmm. So the AI companies take in this data set, supercomputers, they've got algorithms to run analysis, in the background, and come up with patterns. And these patterns, you know, help identify what's, you know, disease pathways are activated, what immune systems are activated. You know, they're looking at the white blood cells, the B cells, the T cells. You know, I won't get too technical, but they look at all of these. What's going on? What's going on under the hood in the immune system as it reacts to the virus? And then what you come out with there is new targets. These are pathways that are activated that nobody knew before. So then we can pursue those and block them if we need to, so that they don't drive disease. So it's the power of the supercomputer is what's going to benefit us here. I mean, the immune system is very, very complex, so we're going to break it down to in a very simplified manner to understand what's going on and identify new pathways and new therapies to treat these diseases.
Yeah. And I suppose it's part answered it here, but I mean, this is the first time a challenge study data has been analysed using AI. And what are the benefits, you know, above and beyond what's normally done, with doing it via this way, by AI?
It's true. I mean, I mentioned I'm a scientist by training. I've spent my years earning my stripes in the lab, and laboratory work can be very informative but very laborious, very long. Takes very long. So the AI aspect will come up with it'll shortcut, take all this data set, analyze it in silico, with the computers, and come up with good solutions, good opportunities, good pathways. And as I said, the key thing for our data set, which again the differentiator is worth highlighting, is this day minus one, having the healthy patient. The healthy volunteer data at the outset, and then comparing that data to the virus, to the viral challenge data, then you can identify new patterns. Nobody else has that data set. And again, we're fortunate that we have access to that through the demerger from Open Orphan and hVIVO, who's been working in this space for many years. As I say, we've got data in RSV, which we're going to focus on right now, influenza, which in parallel, we're going to work on that as well. And then coming down the track, we have HRV and COVID and others. So we're going to be, the plan long term is to be a one-stop shop for pharma partnering, where we do the early clinical, clinical validation, proof of concept, and then partner with pharma in those diseases where there's significant unmet need.
Yeah, do you know what? I'm learning so much here, just about AI. But I've heard of in vitro. It's the first time I've heard of in silico.
In silico is simply in the computer.
Yeah,
The silicon chips in the computer. Computer does all the hard work. And as I say, the power of computers, the Moore's law as it kind of builds. Now the time is ripe to do that. You couldn't do this approach maybe 5 or 6 years ago. The computers weren't powerful enough, but now they are. And it is about analyzing and interpreting large data sets. And we've got a very large data set. So, as I say, the AI companies are eager to partner with us because this is what they built their companies for, to interrogate this type of data. And they're excited to work with us, and we're excited to work with them. So we're working on the finer details of those collaborations. But as I say, very excited about Eurofins at the outset for the RNA sequencing collaboration around RSV. It's a very exciting step for Poolbeg.
Marvellous stuff. Jeremy, it's good to chat to you and learn about AI in this field. Very exciting. So if someone else, if other people are listening and thinking the same thing but are not yet following the story here, Poolbeg, if you could give us three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page and add you to their watch list, please.
Yeah, I mean, we're in a very exciting space. As I say, the infectious disease, we all know what's gone on in the last 20 months. And I guess there's the great interest to make sure that doesn't happen again. So Poolbeg is going to be front and center to come up with new programs and new products targeting infectious diseases. Say viral disease at the outset, and we'll go broader from there. But I think what you'll see is that there's going to be a lot of news flow coming as we build the company. We're relatively new, as I say, but based on the legacy or the heritage of hVIVO and Open Orphan. So there's a really good story there that we're going to accelerate and take it to the next level. I think as a company, you know, we've got a terrific team back here and a lot of experience, a lot of knowledge. So we're going to build our pipeline through, you know, internal programs, but also in licensing. So we're going to be acquiring programs from other companies. So it's going to be an exciting time for the company over the next 3, 6, 9 months as our programs move forward. And I said it'd be great to let the, you know, let the public know, let the investors, let the potential investors know of the exciting activities that are going on at Poolbeg in the infectious disease space.
Excellent stuff, Jeremy. Good to chat to you. Loving your passion and what you stand for there. And hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
That would be great. Appreciate the time. Okay, take care. Have a good morning.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.